And former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has admitted that he gave the US permission to launch deadly drone strikes inside his country. In an interview with CNN, Musharraf said Islamabad and Washington discussed the drone operations at the military and intelligence level. He added that permission was given to strike only if there was no time for the Pakistani military to act. The New York Times also reported a few days ago that US drone assassinations in Pakistan began with a secret deal with Islamabad in 2004. Islamabad has publicly voiced its opposition to U.S. drone strikes, saying they violated sovereignty. Washington has claimed the strikes only target militants, but reports on the ground show that civilians are the main victims. Jahangir Mohammed, Director of Center for Muslim Affairs, joins me from Manchester on the phone. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Mohammed, we have Musharraf admitting to secret deals with the United States on assassination drones. Just how will this impact the course of his trial?
Well, I think we already knew that this was happening thanks to the WikiLeaks documents that released communications between Islamabad and the US. We know that Pakistan had an official policy of saying that they didn't give permission and that these were without permission. And America would carry on doing that. And General Musharraf, all he has done is confirmed what most people in Pakistan already knew. And the fact of the matter is that these are illegal strikes within Pakistani territory in an area where there is no war taking place. It's not part of any war. Therefore, everybody is technically classed as a civilian. So you can't distinguish the population, and 3,500 to 4,000 people have been killed in these drone strikes. Most of these have been civilians, and this is totally illegal under international law. And we now have the effect of this will be that there will be claims that are already taking place by families against the Pakistani military, and there will now be court cases directly against Pervez Musharraf for the deaths of members of families.
Indeed.
In courts of law.
Indeed. And how bad would this be to Washington's reputation?
Well, I think Washington's reputation is bad enough already in Pakistan and in most of the Muslim world, so that's not going to change. But I think it will simply confirm to most people in the Muslim world that the United States government is really hell-bent on spilling Muslim blood whatsoever. And it's worth pointing out here that Pakistan has been the testbed for these drone strikes and a new kind of warfare using drones, where somebody sitting behind a computer in Nevada can kill somebody in another country without having to move. And these airstrikes, illegal airstrikes, drone strikes, have taken place now in Somalia, in Yemen, and in other parts of the Muslim world. So not only has Musharraf and the Pakistani military given a license to the United States to kill its own civilians, it's actually given the United States a license to do this in the rest of the world. As far as the Pakistani military is concerned and the government, no self-respecting nation allows another foreign nation to come on its own soil and kill its own people. This is the height of really terrorism against your own people.
Right. I'm sorry, we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks to Jahangir Mohammed, Director of Center for Muslim Affairs from Manchester. Thanks for your time there, sir.